Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's the 1st of November, the traditional opening day for the NBA season. But so far, no sign of the Celtics or the parquet floor at the Boston Garden. It's because the NBA lockout is now in its fourth month with no end in sight. While the players and owners are fighting over big dollars, WBUR's Dolores Handy reports this morning that around the garden, it's the little guy who's suffering from the labor dispute.
West End Pizza is a relatively new, small place a couple of blocks from the TD Garden in Boston's North Station area. It sells about 150 pizzas on game nights, only 18 on non-game nights. John Stanley, who works the evening shift, is worried his hours have already been cut.
The Celtics are really hurting everybody. They don't realize this NBA, how many people they really affect when they don't play.
Rita Pasquale's family has owned Halftime King of Pizza on Causeway Street right across from the garden for more than 30 years.
All the businesses in this area, they absolutely count on, we depend on the Celtics and Bruins games because this area, we have a little bit of a lunch hour, and then that's it. So that we live for the events at the Fleet Center, and, you know, so we're losing a lot of business.
So far, 8 Celtics games that would have been played at the TD Garden, 2 in the preseason and 6 in the regular season, have been canceled. Cancellations cost the team income, and the players their salaries. And each time a game is canceled at the Garden, it has a ripple effect. The Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau says the more than 18,000 fans who attend each Celtics home game collectively generate up to $1 million a game for the city's tourism industry.
How's it going?
Good.
At the Forest Boston on Canal Street, a half block away from the garden, owner Peter Colton says the area is like a ghost town when there are no games or other events at the garden, and without that building.
A lot of business probably wouldn't be in this area. Wouldn't be in North Station without that building. It's the magnet for the whole area.
His business has already gone through 2 work stoppages, an NBA lockout which cut 32 games from the 1998-99 season, and the labor dispute that derailed the entire 2004-2005 National Hockey League season. Colton says business triples when the Celtics play at home.
Those are the games you don't get back. Employees-wise, yeah, you can't hire as much, and the employees that you do have don't get as many hours. They have to pay rent, mortgages, educations. They have families and stuff, too, so it hurts everybody.
His wish?
Hopefully everyone gets back to work and starts making money again. It's been a long time, but I'll be glad when it's over.
Rita Pasquale sums it up this way.
It's just a terrible time to do something like this. I guess there's never a good time, but this economy, it's really a rough time for people. And it affects, I'm talking about small people, you know, like waiters, waitresses. I'm talking everybody. The parking garage where we park our cars.
NBA owners and players are still fighting over how to share $4 billion in revenue. The league wants a 50-50 split. The players, who received 57% last year, are holding out for 52%.
Where do I stand? I really don't know the details.
That's bartender and bar manager Joseph Gonzalez at the Sports Grill Boston, where everywhere you turn, there's a television monitor, 120 in all, lining the walls, hanging over the bar, perched above every booth. Normally, this time of the year, it would be the place to be to get a visual on just about every NBA game being played. He has little sympathy for either side.
As far as I'm concerned, it's the millionaires versus the billionaires, and the thousandaires are the ones who are hurting. The people who work in the arenas, around the arenas, are the ones who are going to lose out.
Meantime, both the NBA players and owners have brought unfair labor practice charges against each other with the National Labor Relations Board. A ruling could come any day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.